Anansi and the Fancy Dress Party. Anansi the Spider-Man scratched his head and sat down to have a good think. Like all the other animals, he had received an invitation to King Leo's Fancy Dress Party. It was to be held at 3 o'clock that afternoon, and a prize was to be given for the most unusual costume. But Anansi had a problem. He just could not decide what to wear. "Rabbit and Bear are bound to turn up in something really special," he muttered. "I'll have to find an absolutely fantastic costume if I'm going to win that prize." He scratched his head and thought very hard. "I have it! I have a brilliant idea! I'll go dressed up as a knight in a suit of armor." Anansi set to work straight away. He took a wheelbarrow to a scrap heap down the road and collected a huge pile of metal. There was an old wash tub which had a hole in the bottom and would fit snugly round his body. There was a saucepan to put on his head and 2 square baking tins to wear on his feet. And there were lots of tin cans which he could use to cover his arms and legs by knocking out the bottoms and tying them together with bits of string. By lunchtime, the suit was ready for Anansi to try on. It looked perfect, but it had one drawback. "I'll never be able to walk to the party in this suit," he thought. "It's much too heavy. What shall I do?" He soon came up with the answer. He would put the suit in his wheelbarrow and push it to the field where the party was going to be held. He would hide the suit in some bushes and put it on just before 3 o'clock. Everyone would be so surprised that he would be certain to win the competition. Anansi hid the suit and returned home feeling sure that nobody had seen him. He didn't realize that at the very moment he pushed his suit into the hedge, Rabbit and Bear were standing on the other side.
"It really is excellent," said Bear. "It might have won the competition if we hadn't found it."
"Poor Anansi," said Rabbit. "How disappointed he'll be when he finds it's gone."
A few hours later, Anansi returned to the hedge. He had decided that he would be too hot if he wore the armor over his clothes. So all he had on was a small sheet tied round his waist. He had a nasty surprise when he saw that the suit was gone. But he quickly guessed what had happened to it. "Only Rabbit and Bear would have played such a mean trick," he thought. And he ran off to Rabbit's burrow. He arrived in time to see the 2 friends struggling to get into their costume. It was an imitation donkey skin. Rabbit was having trouble making his ears lie down so that he could put on the donkey's head, and Bear was finding it very difficult to squeeze himself into the donkey's back legs.
"Oh, do hurry up," said Rabbit. "We're going to be late for the party."
"I'm trying to hurry," said Bear. "And anyway, there's no need to panic. We can take a shortcut across Farmer George's carrot field."
When Anansi heard this, he had a wonderful idea. "I'll get my own back on those 2 rogues, he thought. "I'll tell Farmer George about the very strange donkey that's about to enter his field." A few minutes later, a very odd-looking beast stumbled into Farmer George's carrot field. The front legs were much shorter than the back legs, and the head was only a few inches above the ground.
"Just look at all those lovely carrots,"
Rabbit said, smacking his lips.
"You know I can't see anything," said Bear. "What's more, we really are going to be late if you don't get a move on."
At that moment, Farmer George crept up behind the strange donkey. He was holding a big, strong stick, and he was very angry.
"That Rabbit and Bear are always after my carrots," he thought. "Well, now, I'll teach them a lesson they'll never forget."
And he brought the stick down hard on the donkey's back.
"Oh!"
yelled Bear as he stumbled forward.
"What was that?"
"Don't push," said Rabbit. "I'm going as fast as I can."
Then Farmer George struck again. He struck the donkey's back so hard that Bear collapsed on top of Rabbit.
"What's the matter with you?"
gasped Rabbit as he tried to wriggle away from Bear. But then he got a great blow on his head, and Bear got yet another on his back.
"Help!
cried the two friends together.
We're being attacked by a madman.
As the blows came thick and fast, they frantically struggled to get away.
We're being
attacked.
The
donkey was
a
writhing mass of limbs until finally the skin split in two and the friends ran as fast as they could across the field.
Anansi had never seen anything so funny. Bent over with laughter, he walked away, heading straight for the field where the party was being held. The next thing he knew was that a lot of animals in fancy dress were all laughing at him.
Just look at baby Anansi,
Monkey cried.
Where's his dummy?
He's too young to be here on his own, chortled Snake.
Oh, you'd think he'd be cold in just his nappy,
sniggered Pig. Anansi hung his head in shame. All the animals thought his sheet was a nappy. How he wished he'd never thought of making a suit of armor. But then King Leo spoke.
Nobody but you, Anansi, would think of dressing as a baby. Your costume is so unusual, you deserve to win the competition.
The other animals agreed. After all, the Spider-Man had given them their best laugh for weeks.